A Perfect Heritage by Penny Vincenzi. Read by Sandra Duncan.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. So this was it. Goodbye, really, in a way. However it was dressed up, the Farrells that had been her life's work, her life's love, really, was no longer to be. The brilliant, colourful, joyous thing that had been born that coronation year, that she and Cornelius had created together, was to change irrevocably, move out of her control. No longer her treasure, her comfort, her sanity, most of all her sanity. In the first months after Cornelius died, she had turned to it for occupation, distraction, support in her awful, empty grief. How wonderful she is, people had said. Still working all the hours God sends, refusing to give in or give up. How amazing to carry on like this. But they were wrong. So wrong. It would have been amazing indeed not to have worked, to have given in, for then the grief and the loneliness would have engulfed her, and she would have had nothing in her life at all. She might no longer have Cornelius to temper her excesses, but she had his legacy, the House of Farrell, its creation and its success, a bright, brilliant memorial to everything she and he had done together. "Wonderful that you have your children so close to you," people said. And she would smile politely and say,